If an athlete's playing in a sport and feels they've suffered a concussion, get off the field. We need to make sure that the athletes are aware of the subtleties of this injury. And something as simple as a pressure in their head or dizziness, light sensitivity, noise sensitivity, vision changes, that's a sign. Those are symptoms of concussion and a sign the athlete should come out of play. Once the athlete's out of play, we need to make sure clinicians training concussion management are assessing and managing these children and making the appropriate and safe decisions regarding overall management, return to school, return to sports, etc. In short, when in doubt, sit out. This injury can be very subtle, and the mild injuries can become very severe if they're not managed appropriately. The first activity that needs to be avoided if a concussion is suspected is getting hit in the head again. So we don't want to have the athlete be in any at-risk situations. Secondly, given that concussion is an energy problem, we don't want athletes to do activities that make their symptoms worse. And that differs, that varies from athlete to athlete. But for example, if an athlete is recovering from the injury and they're in busy environments like a busy restaurant, a busy hallway, there's certain systems in the brain that are affected by concussion that may make that very difficult and make their symptoms worse, so you have to be very careful with that. Reading in patients that have ocular problems or vision issues can be a significant concern. Patients may feel very tired at the end of the day, so making sure the patients take breaks throughout the day is very important as well. We don't want athletes to be pushing through these symptoms. And if you can do that, you can actually recover a lot faster by not doing so. We've learned a lot through our research about what risk factors may result in an athlete taking longer to recover. First of all, a history of migraine, even a family history of migraine, we found that those patients seemingly less force will cause injury and actually result in longer outcomes for kids. We've also learned that females may be at more risk for having a longer recovery than males. We've learned that younger athletes are much more at risk for longer outcomes than we see at the college athletes or professional athletes. The developing brain is a very vulnerable brain to concussion. Perhaps most important to all these points, however, is the fact that if an athlete is still recovering from concussion and they have another event, that's when we see the very difficult outcomes. The best way to prevent problems with concussion is to manage it effectively when you have one. In terms of specific help when children go back to school, every patient's different. Some patients may have ocular or vision issues, difficulties bringing their eyes together. For those patients, reducing reading, taking auditory tests, really reducing a lot of computer work can help facilitate recovery much faster. In other patients, we sometimes have difficulties with space and motion issues. So walking down busy hallways, avoiding cafeterias, school assemblies are a critical part of the recovery. Some children may need breaks throughout the day because, again, this is an energy problem, so kids need to have breaks built in throughout the day. Some kids may be injured so severely that they cannot go back to school, and those children may need homebound instruction and instruction brought to them. And unfortunately, that does occur upon occasion in our clinic. It's important to realize that all children don't need help in going back to school. Some kids can go back to school very quickly, but there are others that really need the appropriate support and help to get back into the right academic environment. Parents need to be aware that very careful decisions need to be made regarding what activities their children can do after a concussion, when they can go to school, what accommodations may need to occur in school. And obviously, the parents need to be well-informed and see a clinician who's trained in determining appropriate return to play. Recovery from concussion, we've actually learned recently that recovery can take 3 or 4 weeks. That's not abnormal at all with this injury for it to take that long. Sometimes it's quicker, sometimes it's longer than that. But it's something that has to be managed individually and very carefully.